There's some good articles out there indeed. There's an article, another one too. It says, how Sage, right, and the UK media created fear in the British public. I did this article months ago, but someone else has done it now too and put it in a good order. And it's quite good, actually. It talks about COVID-19 starting, or started registering with most of the British public around late February and early March. Many were concerned, but not particularly afraid. Only weeks later, people were terrified to leave their homes or to go near other human beings. How did such a shift in public perception happen so quickly? Don't forget, it was pretty well over, they said themselves, by the end of April. Any infection, you know, phase one. But, and again, we know now the event 201, and you had the one came out from Rockefeller Foundation 2010 as well, all these things. But, you know, how they're following it to the letter. I say Plan A didn't work. That was convincing the public to give up all their rights and free to save the world under climate change. So they pulled out to the Plan B, you know. And it says SAGE, S-P-I-B, and Applied Psychology. So SAGE is an advisory group to the UK government responsible for making sure decision makers have access to scientific advice. Well, who's a scientist? Huh? What corporations do they work for or have shares in? We're told that advice provided by SAGE does not represent official government policy. That's what it says. That's what they say. That's how the government gets away the slimy sods that they are, you know. Why are they using them if it doesn't represent official government policy? That's a little backdoor way out for them, if in or the hams. And don't forget, SAGE is the one who got a subgroup that was trained to terrify the public. Literally, they said that. And I put the articles out months and months ago. So SAGE also relies on expert subgroups for COVID-19 specific advice. These subgroups include NERVTAG, it's called, which is New and Emerging Respiratory Virus Threats Advisory Group. SPIM, Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Modelling, and SPIB, Independent Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Behaviours. And it says the identity of individual committee members themselves were initially kept secret, purportedly due to national security. Some names were eventually released, largely due to efforts by UK businessman Simon Dolan and his legal challenge campaign, and the link for that is here too. We want to find out who these characters are that's advising governments. It says, nevertheless, two members remain anonymous. And it's into Psychological Techniques for Behavioural Change. The document itself titled Options for Increasing Adherence to Social Distancing Measures was drafted by SPIB, the behavioral science subgroup for SAGE. Now, that's the group that was meant to terrify the public, right? SPIB. And the link is for that is here too. And the link is from government.uk, Department of Independent Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Behaviours, SPIB. And so yeah, this is official stuff. It's not conspiracy stuff, right? So it's the behavioral science subgroup for SAGE. And it says, they highlighted 9 broad ways of achieving behavioural change in the public. One is education, right? 2 is persuasion. 3 is incentivization. Incentivization is awfully good because they can say, well, you know, if you take this shot, you might get a passport and then you can start moving around a bit, you know. That's all that kind of stuff works. There's little bribes, eh, to the animals. That's you. Number 4, coercion. Can coerce you. Well, you can't go shopping either unless you do what you're told. Wear a mask and social distance and only do it straight there and straight back and yada yada, and don't sit on a park bench or anything for a rest, or we'll have to fine you. And then enablement. And then there's 6 is training. Restriction. So they're going to train you like animals. Eh? Restriction is 7. 8 is environmental restructuring. I guess that's putting you in these camps. 9 is modelling, right? In the document, SPIB focused on the methods most relevant to their stated goals and set out 10 options that were evaluated on 6 criteria. One is, it says, under the acronym APPEASE were acceptability. They love this, don't they? I guess they make millions of bucks just dreaming up these acronyms, eh? APPEASE. Acceptability is one, practicability, two, effectiveness, three, affordability, three, four, spillover effects and equity. Well, you get lots of equity from the taxpayer, that's for sure. Right? And that comes from only options for increasing adherence to social distancing measures. It was put out in 22nd March 2020. It's also from the government, UK government, right? Getting you comply like your little animals can train you and persuade you and goad you coerce you. It says a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. That's when they put out it's called persuasion. It's a key part of the behavioral change strategy. It says the persuasion section of the document. I remember I put that out there too. The whole document. The persuasion part says a substantial number of people still not feel sufficiently personally threatened. And clearly the psychologists felt that as of late March, the public was still not afraid of COVID-19. It therefore suggested that the government increased the level of fear. This is the one they put out to the reporters for the newspapers and to the television media and so on. To follow guidelines, eh? And that's what it said to them, that the public are not scared enough, in other words. So they were told to increase emotional messaging, increase the level of fear and anxiety to get the public to comply. Do you realise how you're being managed by these government agencies or employed by government? To terrify you into compliance. This is the perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased amongst those who are complacent using hard-hitting emotional messaging. And yeah, I put all that stuff out months and months ago. And it says use media to increase sense of personal threat. And again, it's got options for increasing adherence to social distancing measures as well from government.uk. There you go. This is the SPIB recommendations to increase personal threat and use hard-hitting emotional messaging. They're on display with eerie imagery coupled with taglines such as anyone can get it, anyone can spread it, don't put your friends and family in danger, stay at home for your family, don't put their lives in danger. If you go out, you can spread it, people will die. It's got the sources too that came from Reuters, April, and Sky News. Sometimes I'm scared to put out these links if I mention them because they can be pulled before the show goes up or when it goes up. Last night with one of my articles, last week. And hysterical news headlines during the first week of April 2020, in proportion to, that's what it's called, eh? It says, Project, notice a change in the BBC headlines and posted the article, BBC informing or scaring. An article compared to hysterical BBC news headline from the first week of April 2020 with those of 2018 when mortality rates were peaking due to a bad flu season. It found no reference to flu or excess mortality on the BBC homepage during the 2018 peak. In proportion to us, do the headlines reflect the gravity of the situation in an equivalent way, or is an additional fear being stirred up in 2020? Well, of course it's more. So persuasion through shame and approval. There you are, COVIDiots and heroes. Oh dear, which one are you? So the psychologist for SPIB knew that fear on its own wouldn't persuade everyone, so messaging needed to be tailored to take into account different motivational levers. Some people were more persuaded by appeals to play by the rules, some by duty to the community, and some to personal risk. So it suggests using both social approval and disapproval. Remember doing these articles years ago on social approval and disapproval, not just in this, but way before, other ways of behavioural modification. You've always been tampered with, you don't know it. So this one here would use social approval and disapproval with compulsion, meaning legislation as a backup. use and promote social approval for desired behaviors, consider enacting legislation to compel required behaviors, and option A, consider use of social disapproval for failure to comply. The community is just unhappy with you. It's like when they use a term as well, that the global community, you know, they want this to happen. It's the global community, and these stupid little tricks that they're always using on you to change what you think. They don't believe in independent thought. There's an enemy. The UN said that years ago. The enemy to their system that they planned for the world was the individual, as opposed to collectivism. The individual. Don't forget this. The individual who initially sees through things to begin with, other people might follow, but it always starts with an individual. It's the odd individual that seeks and digs in to find out truth. The collective doesn't. They generally accept what they accept, what everybody else accepts. That's what's called the collective. So social disapproval. The community is not happy with you. You put them all at danger, you know. And as you can see from the obvious approval, disapproval dialectic with the heroes and COVIDiots narrative that soon began to surface in the news. The term COVIDiot appeared around March with The Economist's 1843 magazine describing COVIDiots in this way. And it's got the link to that too from the magazine itself, The Economist. And it says, even in a pandemic, many of us are prone to judge others and find them wanting. Isn't that hate speech? Having an opinion about others? No. Hateful person. The term COVIDiot describes any and every person behaving stupidly or irresponsibly as the epidemic spreads. Sometime in early March, the word was born, and almost as fast as the virus spread, so did instances of COVIDiot behavior. Oh, what an awful person, hateful person to say that, eh? Calling some a COVIDiot, eh? Wonder how much money that we paid for that term to some PR company. Now I'll rush through this one because it's got good article, good parts of the same article in it too. Goes into how the government do it all. They said incentivized media, how the psychological techniques would be used and increased. They did increased UK government's media spending. Your tax money pays the media to brainwash you. So Digiday, a media and marketing industry publication, reported in April that the government is becoming a UK news publisher's most important client. There you go. That's your tax money at work. And we've linked to that one too, from Digiday. In the 20th April 2020 article for Digiday, Lara O'Reilly wrote, the government is spending more than usual judging by their bookings. The publishers also point out that the lack of activity from other advertisers in the current market means the government campaigns will have an outweighed share of voice compared with normal times. And it's got Digiday Stay at Home campaign as well. That was one they put out to the media, Stay at Home, you know. And it's got the link to that one as well. And then psychological techniques to change behaviour. Behaviour modification, you see. The UK government and public document outlining psychological techniques to change the behaviour of the population. We see a unified mass media campaign that falls in line with these techniques. We then see a dramatic shift in public perception and behaviour. What else can we call this but brainwashing? Well, that's exactly what it is. Despite the open nature of what's transpired, it seems to have gained little coverage in the media. And it's got links for downloading the documents and so on, research analysis options for increasing adherence to social distancing as an example, and so on. It's well worth looking it up. And again, don't take my word for it, or don't even take the articles. Everything you must check and check and check and counter-check, you know, for yourselves. There's no doubt about it. Because remember that what I read earlier from Cass Sunstein, they themselves will put out false stuff that you'll jump on. They might even create false news outlets, by the way, so as they can then hammer you for putting out fake news. You understand? This is war. This is complete war. So you've got to be very careful and be able to check everything and always make sure that, if you can, there's actually links to the actual article, the original articles themselves, especially from government. That is your proof right there. It's from government itself.